Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
You are God's, little g. You are God's because you came from God.
When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too.
God came from heaven, became a man, made man into little gods.
We have the potential and the capacity through a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ to know God, but that does not mean we are God. The Bible is very clear. There is only one God, and he will not share his glory with another.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who else would like to see Jimmy get really annoyed? This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy.
Yes.
You know that video that I sent to you yesterday from Not the Bee, titled Gay Ice Agent versus Karen? Now, I don't know if the dude is gay, and I don't know if her real name is Karen. I think it might be a pejorative. Yeah. It was filmed in Minneapolis. It's an exchange between these two parties and the other ice agents. And Jimmy, we're just not going to use it.
We're not going to use it.
Yeah, I've just decided to can it.
Yeah, that's okay, Todd. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to spend an hour worth of my time for nothing. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's quite all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have anything else I could have been doing.
So bummer. Well, you didn't get as torqued as I thought you would. I thought it would have been less sarcasm and more disdain is what I thought it would have been. It took you how long to beep out Karen's, her potty mouth.
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
About 45 minutes worth of beeping went into what you're about to hear. Why are we sharing this profanity-laced video clip that's about 3 minutes long? Because I thought it was as good a demonstration of Romans 1. We are living in a world, we've all recognized it, we've all had these conversations at the dinner table, that the world is upside down and people's thinking is so backwards. And I think we do well to really grasp how darkened people's minds are, because it's going to point us to the solution. It's going to point us to the only solution, because what you're about to hear is unhinged. It's just, it's like values and priorities that are totally flipped upside down. That's the world that we are currently swimming in. How do we help people like this? It doesn't help to mock, to make fun, to call names. That doesn't do anything. That might be a catharsis for some, but that doesn't advance the cause. We want to expand the kingdom. We want people to be brought into the family of God. That is our goal. And when we lose focus of that, then what we're going to do is watch something like this, and just the temperature is just going to get turned up a little bit, just a little bit hotter. A little bit hotter until we just boil over. But if we remember, these people are lost. Their minds are increasingly darkened. I think we talked about this maybe a couple of days ago here. I remember thinking when I first read Romans 1, to study it, that it would just be the darkened mind, the depraved mind would just be sexual stuff. It's not. It's the noetic effect of the fall. Just more intense. Our brains, the wiring. Sorry, Dr. Gifford. Just the way we think, it's all goofed up. Everything is plugged into the wrong socket. And what we're seeing is it's getting increasingly worse. And we need to be confronted with it so that we can confront them with what? The same amount of vitriol? The same amount of profanity, or with the cure. Prepare to go to Minnesota. Bundle up. It's a little nippy through the pass there, Hair. This is actually, I'm looking at the video. There's not that much snow. What's the deal? February in Minnesota almost makes me want to move back.
It's unseasonably warm.
Yeah, scratch that. Here we go. This is Romans 1.
These absolute nerds ran my plates. I was yelling at them at Walmart North. So now they drove all the way to Claremont, to my old address, to my parents, to try to intimidate me like they know where the I'm from or some shit. Look at this.
Okay, so to color this for you, apparently these people are pulling up to her former address. They're pulling up to what they think is her parents' house. She's behind them. She's got the camera. So we're seeing the back of the ICE vehicle, which, like every other vehicle in Minnesota, is just caked with schmutz. It's just got salt and dirt on it. You can see where the windshield wiper just kind of created a little bit of a hole for them to look out the back window. It's Minnesota.
Do you think I'm impressed?
Okay, the guy's getting out.
Stop! This isn't where I live. That's fine. This isn't where I live.
Do your parents still pay all your bills?
No.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Okay, that dude's a little snippy. Is this your parents' house? What did he say? Is that where you pay your bills?
Do your parents still pay all your bills?
Okay, I gotta hear this again.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
If my parents paid all my bills,
we just want to make sure you got home.
This isn't where I live.
It's okay, Olivia, we appreciate it.
You can go talk to them. Well, this isn't where I live.
So if this is not where your vehicle's at, you might want to look that up with their state.
It is, buddy. My address is correct on my ID and where my car is registered.
Okay.
Good try, though.
All right. Thanks, Olivia.
Do you feel strong or what?
We're good. Have a great day, okay?
They're trying to walk away. She's trying to reel him back in.
I'll keep following you, okay?
Oh, no, she doesn't care. She doesn't care.
One of the dudes wants to go and engage with her, and he's trying to talk her out of it, talk him out of it.
They never do.
How does it feel to be a race traitor?
You know, we were trying to get...
How does it feel to be a race traitor? Because they're trying to actually arrest somebody who's a violent criminal.
Trying to get a child molester, right?
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were.
How would you know?
Because it was a woman you talked to.
His wife?
And then his play came back as murder.
Also, I just want to say, calling someone a race traitor.
But you guys don't care.
I hope you realize that is the most racist thing you can say as a white woman.
Of course,
and
it is.
So you know, this isn't a good look for you.
You think I care about my look.
No, oh, no, trust me.
When you guys
it is evident by how you look, you don't care. We get that, trust me. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying this, trying to be a social warrior. If you actually cared, you probably would care about the child who got raped and also the person who got murdered by the person that we were looking for. But see, you don't care.
No, I don't care.
There it is right there. That would be the money clip right there. They are more concerned about what they think is racism in some way, shape, or form, that they're willing to overlook that these people are after a child molester. But that is the lesser crime in their world. Now, how flipped is that? How upside down is that?
The child who got raped and also the person got murdered by the person that we were looking for. But see, you don't care.
No, I don't care because you exactly. guys try.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just yeah, try to detain go. Legal immigrants. None of you actually give a
really?
If you were here to get illegal, violent immigrants off the street, that would be fine. That's not what you're doing.
It's not. No, hold on. It's okay. She's
But you can see the other ICE agent. He's like pulling his hair literally like.
Back up.
It's not.
It's not what you're doing.
Just so you know. If you were to spray that, you would be arrested.
That's fine.
Okay.
Don't come close to me.
We're going to.
Alrighty then. The pepper spray has been revealed.
Hey, this. Stop following us?
No. It's not illegal.
So you don't want us. You don't want us to come close to you, but you keep riding our tail.
I have given you plenty of distance the entire time.
Okay. Just so you know, if you do impede, I want you to hear this.
Me following you is not impeding. I'm well aware of my rights, buddy.
If you impede, you will be arrested.
I have not impeded.
I'm just letting you know.
What are you looking for, you weirdo?
Did you put that old thing? That's right.
The other guy's now looking through her passenger window.
Yeah, she did. But
what are you looking for, you weirdo? All right, guys, let's go annoy some more legal citizens. How about it?
Criminal.
Is your family proud of you? Also, why is he illegally riding in the trunk of the car?
He's not. This is a free road.
Yeah, he was illegally riding in the trunk of the car, you Nazi.
When you got nothing, you name call. Now, should that fellow have been a little bit taunting up front? No. Did that provoke this type of response? No, this is, I think, what is pretty standard fare for the hearts of unregenerate people. This is our current world. there are, this woman sees government appointed officers who are trying to take a child molester, and I think the other fellow said murderer, off the street. But because she thinks, she didn't know, that they're just harassing a legal citizen, therefore they are Nazis. You ain't going to fix that. You ain't going to send her to cognitive behavioral therapy or some psychology or talk therapy. You are not going to give her some book by some guru to help her go, you know, I think I've been viewing the world completely wrong. I think I've really got everything completely confused, upside down, not to mention, ooh, I got a mouth that is in need of some ivory liquid, which is what cleaned out my mouth when I dropped the F-bomb once as a child. I think it was about every seventh word for this young lady. All right, just leave it there for real. How do you help somebody like this? We get angry, doesn't help. We make memes, doesn't help. This woman needs a mind transplant. This woman needs regeneration. This woman needs the mind of Christ. While we were all tempted these days to get a little bit consternated about the Romans 1 upside down thinking of our world, let's remember what we are here to do, and that is to expand the kingdom of Christ. That means instead of retaliating against these people, we need to witness to these people. This is Wretched Radio.
So here's a question. Who's teaching your son what it means to be a man? Is it TikTok? His football coach? Some guy on a podcast who thinks masculinity means to never apologize? Well, here's the problem. Culture keeps handing men two options. Be a doormat or be a bulldozer. Soft or harsh, passive or angry. But scripture paints a different picture altogether. A man who's strong and gentle, leading with conviction and compassion. And that's why we created Gentle Man, a brand new video series with Todd Friel and Dr. John Krotz. It's streaming now on Fortis Plus. It's not macho, nor is it passive, but it's biblically strong and spiritually steady. New episodes are dropping every Monday on Fortis Plus. So download the Fortis Plus app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Men don't guess at manhood. They learn it from God's Word. Gentleman, exclusively on Fortis Plus. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Look, here's something that I've noticed, and maybe you have too, but it's really easy for us to treat our faith sometimes like a category. As Sunday is Sunday, work is work, parenting is parenting, and somewhere in there you try to be a Christian, but it doesn't always feel like it's all connected. That's why Dr. John Krotz and his podcast Integrated is so incredibly important. Dr. Krotz is a pastor, he's an author, he's a biblical counselor, and he's a Fortis Institute fellow and the host of Integrated. And he is helping people see how scripture speaks to every part of their life. Not just the spiritual stuff, but the practical, everyday, how do I actually live this stuff out stuff. And if what we're doing at Fortis Institute has been a source of encouragement for you, I want to ask you to consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Help us continue producing content just like Integrated that connects the dots. Go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out how to join us. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. As a Christian, at some point, you're going to be in a conversation about abortion. Maybe it's at work, maybe it's at Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe even with your own kids. And when that moment comes, you're either going to be ready for the conversation or you're not. Life is Best gets you ready. It's hosted by Scott Klusendorf, one of, if not the sharpest pro-life apologists in the world. This 13-episode series walks through every major argument you'll hear and shows you how to respond with clarity and compassion. You'll also hear from voices like Paul Washer and Dr. John MacArthur bringing the weight of scripture to an issue the world wants to keep shallow. You won't find angry debate tactics or gotcha moments. No, this is thoughtful teaching that engages the mind and the heart, because the goal isn't to win an argument. It's to change minds and point people to Christ. Life is Best. All 13 episodes streaming now on Fortis Plus for free. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Know your reformers. Jan Hus, a Czech priest, was inspired by the writings of John Wycliffe to preach against papal excess and false doctrines such as transubstantiation. Even as he was burned at the stake by the Catholic Church, he continued to preach the gospel and sing the Psalms. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Still feeling a little chilly from that trip to Minnesota. Wait, hold on. Breaking news. Breaking news. Pay attention. Listen to me. You got to watch this. Hey, it works for Fox News. This is Wretched Radio, although I don't know that Fox News is still doing it. Jimmy, you love the Fox News. Do you? When was the last time you turned into the Fox?
Wow, it has been, I can count multiple fingers in years. Probably two or three.
I got to tell you, we cut off the Fox and we cut off local news. I think it's made a difference in our lives, honestly, because we don't get as agitated by so many things. So I can't speak for the Fox anymore, but the other night was watching the Olympics. Oh, don't look at me like that. You do too. I wasn't going to, but somehow the pageantry, it just pulled me in. I've never watched curling with so much enthusiasm. Okay, they're gonna sweep the stone so that it bumps the... It's just for some reason, just because of what it is, you can't help but watch that thing. All right, now this is a test to determine if you've been watching the Olympics or not. Jimmy, this is going to be a test for you.
Okay.
You tell me who I am. Mona! Mona!
Couldn't tell you.
Mona! Okay, then you haven't been watching the curling. That's what the Italians yell. When apparently they like the slide of the stone. Mona! Mona! And then it means good.
Oh, okay.
So they're apparently happy with their role. I'm watching the Olympics and it ends. And immediately the local Atlanta 11 o'clock news pops on. Guess how it started? Breaking news. Breaking news. I didn't stick around long enough. I didn't care to find out because I just discovered that watching the local news, especially in Atlanta, Bang Bang City, it was just like pouring battery acid down into my guts. I can't do this anymore. They're still doing the breaking news. So if it's good enough for the NBC affiliate in Atlanta, it's good enough for us on Wretched. We can talk politics too, don't you know? Hey, have you been following the Mom Donnie? Doing all kinds of stuff. I love the people who think, all right, we're going to implement socialism and everything will be the same, only better. Except somebody has to pay for it. Furthermore, there will always be the one percenters that sit on top. You will always have a bourgeoisie. Now, they might wrap it in all kinds of socialist jingoism. But the reality is there will always be people in power. There will always be rich folks. There will always be people who have more. Nevertheless, Mom Donnie, he's determined to make sure that everybody has the exact same amount. Totally not biblical. Totally not helpful for a society. I think he just threatened that if they don't pass the tax on the rich, the wealth tax, then he's just going to raise everybody's property tax by like 9.5%. Oh. Okay, that should get the economy humming. It doesn't, but that's not why I brought up the Mamdani. He's mad because the LGBT flag was taken down. Here's his tweet. I'm outraged. Outraged. He's outraged a flag was taken down. Outraged. What's left, sir, when a dog is run over by a drunk driver? What's left for you in your arsenal of expressions to describe how you feel when a child is molested by somebody who's here illegally? You got anything left? Okay. He's outraged. Some of us have a different outrage scale. Apparently, he's outraged by the removal of the Rainbow Pride flag from Stonewall National Monument. New York is the birthplace of the modern LGBTQ+ rights movement, and no act of erasure will ever change or silence that history. Cool, then there's no problem, right? Oh, sorry. Our city
has a duty not just to honor this legacy, but to live up to it. Live up to it. Jimmy, do you know what that means? I don't know exactly what that means. I know we use words like that and everybody goes, yeah, yeah. You got to live up to the legacy. What does that mean? Everybody needs to stop being heterosexual. I don't know what it means. I will always fight for a New York City that invests in our LGBTQ plus community, defends their dignity, and protects every one of our neighbors without exception. Okay. Well, we'll defend human beings too. We'll do kind things for all people regarding of their sexual persuasion. So this ain't nothing unique, but it does make me wonder how he deals with all of those verses, the surahs in the Quran, that condemns LGBTQ in no uncertain terms. I'm telling you, it is crystal clear. There are probably 24 verses. I mean, the Bible, we've got a few. The Quran, make no mistake about it. Apparently, it was a bit of a problem when Muhammad was supposedly writing down the Quran, that they have about 24 verses condemning it. And then you've got the Hadith, if you're not familiar with that. Those apparently are the musings, what Muhammad said, that were recorded by others on his behalf. You've got, for instance, Hadith 1. This is found in a number of sources. Kill the one who does it and the one to whom it is done. We know what they're talking about. Whoever you find doing the action of the people of Lot, kill the one who does it and the one to whom it is done. That's the actual text. Would you like me to go on? If a man who is not married is seized committing sodomy, he will be stoned to death. That would be Hadith number two. It goes on and on. The four major schools, the major Sunni schools. Now, don't forget the Shia, but don't forget the Sunnis. They've got different schools. I think 3 out of 4 of them say death. It is the Abu Hanifa-founded Hanafi school, considered it a grave sin, but didn't mandate a fixed punishment for it. There are other schools like the Malikai school, M-A-L-I-K-I, death penalty in all cases, married or unmarried, often by stoning. The Shafi school, death penalty. Hanbali school, death penalty. But they did have... In fairness, though, they did have some debates about the death of homosexuals. They couldn't decide if it was better to do it by stoning or the sword. So in fairness, just to be full disclosure, they did have some debate over this subject. How does Mr. Mamdani square that with what he texted out? The answer is he doesn't. And... The only explanation for it, and by the way, he can be covered in Islamic law because what he is doing, if it is affirmed by Islam as something good, then it's okay to lie. It's okay to do deceitful things. Taqiya is that word. No, it's not what you do with lemon and salt. Taqiya is that it's okay for you to lie if it advances the cause of Allah. That ain't biblical either. More political news. Jimmy, you're going to love this political story.
Okay.
Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, I love hearing about her.
Okay, she's a politician's daughter. Her claim, I don't know why this resurfaced again, but Life News got over 1 million views on X. They reposted a 2016 story, quote, from Chelsea Clinton. I was raised in a Methodist church. I wonder how often they actually went to church. Do they have records? And I left the Baptist church before my dad did. That, by the way, sorry, my Southern Baptist friends, love you to pieces, but, oh, if I'd had my druthers, I would have encouraged you. Actually, I did. You shouldn't have waited for Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter to leave you. You should have set them packing under church discipline. I wish that had happened. That would have been, well, I think more biblical. She left before her dad did because I didn't know why they were talking to me about abortion when I was 6 in Sunday school. And that's a true story. I'm confused, Chelsea. Why do you have a problem with talking to a six-year-old about abortion? Do you have a problem with adults talking to children about other adult things? You know, like the rainbow flag issues? Got any problem with that? No, no, they don't. Hey, this is interesting because it's from Fulton County. The FBI says they found major irregularities in the 2020 election in Georgia. No. Not out of Fulton County. I can't even believe that would happen. Hey, Gavin Newsom out in California signed a $90 million funding bill for Planned Parenthood, calling it an emergency. Oh. Oh. Why do they need government funding? Why do they have to take our tax dollars? And they shouldn't be in business, but why are we funding that as opposed to somebody who's making shampoo? Oh, I know why. Because this is a party that is bent on death. Well, that was it. That was really cheery.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott.
Oh, thank you, man.
Film at 11.
This is Wretched Radio.